Listen, you're not going to call me toxically masculine if someone breaks in the house and I start spraying. No one's going to start calling me toxically masculine. No, there was no one called toxically masculine when they were fucking staying on the Titanic to die, right? The whole thing is garbage, and it's just by women who are bitter and jealous trying to insult and demonize men for being natural to their instinct. The world we live in today tries very, very hard to refuse a man his natural instincts as a man.
Yep.
And this is done on purpose. This is not done on accident. There's no war on men on accident. Men are the ones who start revolutions. If you look at any revolution in history, it was the men who were on the street and started that revolution. If you want to control a populace, the first thing you do is control the men. When the Romans went and conquered Sparta, they killed all the men, all the young boys, all the fighting age males. When you're left with nothing but females, you can conquer and control a society. We're living in a world right now where there's supposedly some virus and you have to stay in your house and put a mask on, and everyone's complying like cowards. And the reason is because they've destroyed the masculine spirit in men. If you would have told men 100 years ago, we're going to take your business away, we're going to bankrupt you, and they're going to lock you in your house, every single man would have stood up and said, what? Who are you? You ain't listening to us. The people who are in charge of the world want to control the population. And the easiest way to do that is to remove the warriors from the populace.
Facts.
That's all it's about. So when men try and act in a masculine way, they're toxically masculine. Mm-hmm. They demonize us. And then another way they do is they try and shame us. Shame is another tactic. Oh, Andrew, when are you going to grow up and stop fucking all that hot pussy? Grow up.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, who hurt your feeling? I'm enjoying my life.